WAIF 88.3 FM in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio. One more hour and I'll be home. Close my eyes and rest my bones. Can't be more than a mile or so from Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, where the river winds across the Mason and the Dixon.
Great is baseball, the national tonic, the reviver of hope, the restorer of confidence, the sporting news.
Welcome to this week's edition of Blue Snakes and Banjos with me, Bob Host, and my co-host,
Bill Thompson.
Hi, Bill.
Bob, you know, we've got some new equipment, which is great. On top of last week's new carpet, and I think once we figure it out, it'll make it easier for us to take this show on the road, maybe.
Well, it's definitely going to allow more versatility.
Yeah.
Because now I can bring my laptop in.
We could probably even play it from our phones if we had the right cords and stuff like that.
Well,
do something like that.
Yeah, I won't bore the listeners with my recent phone troubles. When I attempted to I blew my phone up because I only have like, what is it, gigs or megs? Or
yeah.
I only have like 128 on my phone, and my iTunes is like off the charts.
Well, I don't think you need to put that on your phone. You can play the Spotify if you're going to play your playlist here and stuff. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. But anyway, we started off tonight because with tomorrow is opening day. And I say that in the sense that opening day was supposed to be, what, 10 days ago?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Reds, for the second time in history, is that right?
That is correct.
Are opening on the road in Atlanta. So at some point, I thought that I had heard that Connie Smith was going to sing her big 1967 hit, Cincinnati, Ohio, on opening day, written by Bill Anderson, by the way. But I didn't see anything about that for next Tuesday's home opener against the Cleveland Guardians. So I don't think Connie's coming to town. However, I did see where even more exciting, I think, maybe, Joe Burrow is going to throw out the first pitch next week, and Ja'Marr Chase is going to present Jonathan India his Rookie of the Year award. So I think the Reds, in maybe their smartest move in the offseason, is trying to attach themselves to the Bengals in every possible way. But I'll leave that to the baseball expert at this point.
Yes. Well, yeah, let's just hope Burrow doesn't get hurt. I'm not calling it opening day. I'm calling it the first game of the season. To me, opening day will be Tuesday.
I got you.
Because it's a holiday here in town. But I totally get it. You know, I mean, I'm glad there's baseball, if that's what you're going to call the Reds this year.
Well, we'll see what happens with the Reds. We'll see what happens with everything. But as I said in the Facebook post, you know, we're delayed 10 days because of the billionaires and millionaires trying to take the high road in the money spat. So, you know, who wins?
Don't get me started. I'm big on the players.
So we'll see how those players go. But anyway, Bob's got some more baseball songs. Yeah. We've got some tunes from shows I saw since last week. The Grammy Awards were Sunday night. And lots of people had birthdays this week, living and dead. So settle in, get yourself a beverage, make dinner, whatever you want to do, and here we go.
In our sundown perambulations of late, through the outer parts of Brooklyn, we have observed several parties of youngsters playing bass, a certain game of ball. Let us go forth a while and get better air in our lungs. Let us leave our close rooms. The game of ball is glorious. Walt Whitman.
Katie Casey was baseball mad. She had the fever and she had it bad. Just to root for the hometown crew, every cent that Katie spent. On one Saturday, her young beau called to see if she'd like to go to see a show. But Miss Kate said no. I'll tell you what you can do. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, 'cause it's root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame, 'cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Katie Casey saw all the games, knew all the players by their first names, told the umpire he was wrong all along, and she was strong. When the score was 2-2, Katie Casey, she had the clue to cheer on the boy. She knew just what to do. She made everyone sing the song. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I do not care if I ever get back, 'cause it's root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame, 'cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, 'cause it's root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame, 'cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out.
assignment, he was sitting in the witness stand. The judge's wife called up the district attorney. She said, free that brown-eyed man. If you want your job, you better free that brown-eyed man. Flying across the desert in a TWA, I saw a woman walk across the sand. She'd been walking 30 miles en route to Bombay to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. Her destination was a brown-eyed handsome man. Way back in history, 3,000 years, in fact, ever since the world began, there's been a whole lot of good women shedding tears over a brown-eyed handsome man. It's a lot of trouble with a brown-eyed handsome man. Her mother told her, darling, go out and find yourself a brown-eyed handsome man. Just like your daddy, he's a brown-eyed handsome man. Marlo Venus was a beautiful lass. She had the world in the palm of her hand. She lost both her arms in a wrestling match to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. She fought and won herself a brown-eyed handsome man. 2-3 the count, with nobody on, he hit a high fly into the stand. Round the third, he was headed for home. It was a brown-eyed handsome man that won the game. It was a brown-eyed handsome man.
Smooth as silk. Much like the Reds are going to be this year. So we had a little more baseball there. We started with Walt Whitman, his quote about a new game of ball called base. Followed it up with my absolute favorite version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, Carly Simon's, that's got the Katie Casey verses before you get to the chorus that everybody knows. Absolutely terrific version of that. And, of course, Chuck Berry's Brown-Eyed Handsome Man, round and third, and heading for home. So, yep. Play ball. We start tomorrow. Actually, even though I cut the cord in protest, I'm only buying cable or Bally, whatever the hell it is, if Bob Castellina is buying at the All-Star break. So, but I do get to watch the game tomorrow night because it's national TV.
Right.
And I am going to opening day because I'm getting comped. So that's cool. So I will see two of the first games. Otherwise, I vowed to listen to it on the radio and spend at least 1 hour on the treadmill while I'm listening.
It's a
win-win. I'll be Adonis-like by the All-Star break.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and if you turn the game off at any point and trade that time back to the treadmill, then when they go into the All-Star break and at about a 3:38 clip or whatever they'll be, according to your projections, then you'll be more than Adonis-like at that point.
That's right. Yeah, so, I think they've got a 75 wins in them.
We'll see. Didn't they have 75 last year?
No, they had 80.
Oh, that's right, 83.
83.
Yeah, I think 83.
Yeah,
with that All-Star lineup, they managed to play two games over 500.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, that's okay. Now,
but we weakened our bullpen and our outfield and our infield, so we'll be ready.
Again, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
We will.
Who had the Bengals in the Super Bowl before last season?
No, I certainly didn't.
No, either did I. So now that lovely sound you're hearing in the background is our good friend Lola making the studio spotless. Usually we have much better plan to get through this, but we're a little discombobulated, although we do think that the new equipment and on top of the new carpet from last week, this place looks like a real business at this point.
It's definitely getting totally shaped up. We even have a new roof. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't give us money.
Wow, straight into the spring member-thon, Bob.
We're going to flog our member-thons.
Go ahead. Tell them everything they need to know.
Well, hang on 1 second. Let me do that for you. We think we've got a silver-tongued devil here, don't we? Who can help us out with that?
We'll see. I'm not sure how the new CD players work.
Although we do have a big fundraiser coming up next week that we can also talk about. I guess he's on strike.
That could be. Well, we'll just tell you then, the easiest way to help us, $25 a year, you can become a member of WAIF. Writing a check, although I saw a Facebook post from a friend of mine the other day who started it with, does anybody really write checks anymore? I haven't written checks in 3 years. So you may have to go to the WAIFradio.org and figure out the credit card or the PayPal or the Apple Pay or the Google Pay or whatever pay is there. And just when you type in your info, add the words Blue Snakes and Banjos to it. We'll get credit for it. Everybody will be happy. If you want to do it differently, you can come to Boswell's next week when the best of Blue Snakes and Banjos will be on the radio, but the best of Blue Snakes and Banjos will be live and in person at Boswell's on Blue Rock Road in Northside from 6 to 8 next week with, I feel like Howard Stern or something like this, the cast of characters that are on the show and things like that.
That's right. Ernie's making a quick and early return from Florida to be there.
We've mentioned these people's names, although you haven't heard their voices, so you can see what they're like and everything if you come to Boswell's next week.
The Northside contingent will be there.
I think that many contingents will be there.
Half of the crack research team will be there, maybe the entire crack research team.
Let's hope that.
It depends on things.
Sure. Everybody has obligations, that's for sure. So I took some time off for my obligations this week. And now I'm paying for it, but I had a great time. Three shows. Here's some music from two of them.
We call the oars, stretch the lengths of the plains, and draw the men to the
in the dark.
to the mines. Trees and leaves grow through the floors, and in the mines there rots the ore. And for those who never came back, canary sings for those dressed in black.
Thank you. coming a song. But I don't need to run around, I just stay home and sing a little love song. My love and myself, if there's something that you wanna hear, you can sing it yourself, 'cause everything is free now. That's what I said. No one's gotta listen to the words in my head. Someone hit the big score, I figured it out, and I'm gonna do it anyway, even if it doesn't pay.
Somebody, then they take it all too far. And there's nothing too surprising about what you did. There's nothing too surprising about any of this. How does it feel to be caught in a cage? So many. There's nothing too surprising about.
could swear I'm thinking clear.
Man, there's a lot of buttons to push tonight, isn't there? That was Bill's weekend last week at that point. We start off with Honeysuckle, the duo of Holly McGarry and Chris Blaniars. I talked to him for a little bit and said the name about 20 times. Remember that time that Sean Guile from the Tillers came in and I couldn't get Guile right for about 2 hours?
Yes.
That he was... Well, that was awfully quick.
Every time I see Jay Giles or Sean Giles now, I think of it, actually.
I just couldn't get it. Kind of like last week when I was back, or 2 weeks ago when I was back for the first time, mispronounced everybody's name I was with. Chris Blaniars, and great mandolin player, and Holly's maybe the main songwriter and singer, and great. I mean, if you know Dead Horses, it's Houndmouth, Shovels and Rope kind of deal, and they were wonderful. 15 people upstairs at the in the revival room at the Southgate House, which, you know, your heart bleeds for these folks who are out there trying to make a living. But boy, it sure is nice watching good music within a room with 15 people who are quiet. It's great from a consumer standpoint. So anyway, that was Canary, which turns out to be their big hit, highest charting or the most clicks on the Spotify from their self-titled, or as we like to call it, eponymous album of 2016.
Hip eponymous.
Honeysuckle. After that, they closed with, as Holly called it one of her favorite songwriters, Gillian Welch's, Everything is Free from Time the Revelator of 2001. That's unbelievable
that
Gillian Welch and David Rawlings have been around for more than 20 years at this point. After that, we went back to Honeysuckle with Fate's Hands from their latest release, Great Divide. Friday night, I headed downtown to the Jarson Kaplan Theater to see Jazz Mia Horn in the Flow series. Great jazz singer. Interesting night. But I didn't include her in this because as much as I enjoyed the show, I just realized that jazz vocals aren't in my wheelhouse. So I'm not sure. I played a nice song last week, but I'm not sure that there were many more that would fit into a time frame. Some of these on tracks on her albums are 6 minutes plus, and I just didn't think that would fit. So I skipped ahead to Saturday. Sean Colvin playing the 20th anniversary of her debut album, Steady On, which would have been in 2019, but was sidelined by COVID at that point. An early victim of COVID. She never really got out on tour. But that was fun. But again, you know, Bob, we like to go to shows and everything. There's some people that I've seen many times. And Janine Thompson always says, I've seen them. I don't need to see them. I still get into, you know, man, they're really good and I want to see them. But as much as I enjoyed Sean Colvin last week, I think that'll probably be the last time I pay money to see Sean Colvin live.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, it was nice. It was pleasant. But it wasn't Honeysuckle, for God's sakes. So, you know, when you're there's a $50 difference in tickets for something. It's the element of surprise, I think.
Mm.
It's discovering new music or something like that. So we'll see.
Yeah. And then I never leave the house, so.
Well, you left the house to go to the brewery last week.
I did. On my way home, I had to eat.
Ah, okay.
So I had to drink while I ate. Northern Row, cool place. Check it out on McMicken.
There you go.
Speaking of music, Kingfish won the Grammy for, I don't know, Grammys are weird. It was contemporary blues, which sounds like something you hear in a lounge, but I don't know the difference between contemporary and traditional blues. And then, was it album of the year, record of the year, song of the year, or performance of the year? I don't know.
It was weird, and it's interesting because I usually wouldn't know this, but somewhere on my playlist is Cedric Burnside, who won for Best Traditional Blues Album. But when I got to Chris Stapleton in the country category, he won for Album of the Year, Song of the Year.
Country Album of the Year.
Country Album of the Year, correct. Yeah, I mean, in their genres.
Yeah.
But inside their genres, you know, country, whatever, there's six subcategories.
Oh, I know.
Or whatever. So he won three of them, and I don't know who won the other ones. But
That's bizarre.
It was crazy. I mean, what does solo performance mean? What does that mean?
I don't know. What's the difference between record of the year and album of the year?
I don't. And song of the year. Those are three separate categories.
I know.
I don't know. So, I have no idea. And nor did I watch a minute of it.
Me neither.
Because I was watching the women's NCAA championship game, which was great.
I didn't watch that either.
So, you know.
I think I was watching a Perry Mason rerun.
Yep. That's, you know, that tells you a lot about us right there, folks.
There you go. All these confusing categories. I need to get off my lawn.
This ain't my Grammys.
These are my Grammys. Anyway, but whatever the millionaire trade group that puts the Grammys on is called, they got it right because Kingfish is awesome.
Yeah.
So why don't I play the title cut from 662? Again, I don't know whether the album won or the song won.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? And just for those of you keeping score at home, 662 is an area code in Mississippi. The song makes it sound like it's the Delta area code But I looked it up, and it's actually the northern Mississippi area code.
Well, that's, again, I'm not sure how many zip codes there are in Mississippi. They may not be.
I think you got two.
Two, north and south.
Yeah.
Well, Cedric Burnside's part, I mean, his compadre or whatever. I think Cedric's a little older. But they're all part of that North Mississippi Dickinson family all-stars that seeps into Alabama with John Paul White's single lock records and this, that, and the other, which is great. You know, now if they could just beat some sense into the politicians in Mississippi, everything would be good.
They're pretty far down the list. So anyway, let's listen to 662 by Kingfish Ingram. Here we go. Grammy winner. Yay.
Alone. baby. That's all in the world I need. Yes, oh, oh, oh. Misunderstanding and a no-good woman. Lord, they both have caused my heart to bleed.
Pause.
Yes. I think my headphones are better than yours because I can hear music longer.
I did that. Yeah. But, oh, you think?
Yeah, because a lot of times you think I'm, like, waiting.
Yeah.
But I'm still hearing music.
That, it could be the headphones.
Or it could be my
head. It could be the voices in your head.
Could be the head, not the headphones.
It wouldn't be voices. It would be noises.
It'd
the
be
noises in
the
your
The voices,
head.
The noises in my head. So,
whichever.
Whatever. So we heard a little... Well, I don't know if we heard all contemporary blues or whether we were hearing contemporary and traditional blues there, but we started with the 2021, awarded in 2022, Grammy Award winner for some category in contemporary blues, Kingfish Ingram, with the title cut from his 662 release, That Man Can Play. Followed it up with another man who knows his way around the guitar, Jimi Hendrix, covering Elmore James's Bleeding Heart. That was a 1969 version of Bleeding Heart. The Elmore James version is pretty amazing, too, but that is one of my favorite Jimi Hendrix songs. That didn't get released until 2010, I think. But anyway, yay! The hits just keep on coming. And then perhaps... the most underrated, undersung, underappreciated, underknown guitarist, blues guitarist of all time, Beverly Guitar Watkins. She died back in 2019 at the age of 80. And that was from her 1990, I'm Back in Business. So three examples of what we used to call in the simpler times blues rock.
Yeah, well, but again, you know, well, that's interesting. I'm going to quote, as soon as I can get my hand machine to work here, I'm going to, our good friend Ray Couch in Bridgetown Ray, says, contemporary blues has a rock feel, and traditional blues comes from Lightnin' Hopkins and Muddy Waters and all the Slims.
How and Vine, Muddy Slim.
Yeah, and then... But then he adds, in all caps, maybe? Question mark? Too many labels?
Yeah.
Maybe?
You're right again, Ray.
He is right.
It's a big old maybe.
He is. And again, this is what we're blessed to have the institutional knowledge at our fingertips every Wednesday. This is great to have this. But I think, you know, and again, it's... I have never heard of Beverly Guitar Watkins. I'm not a blues hound. You know much more than I do. And so do my friends up in Columbus, who I was going to go see Joanne Shaw Taylor, a contemporary blues guitarist, one of a slew of female contemporary blues guitarists who, having seen this, I'm sure could cite chapter and verse about Beverly Guitar Watkins, don't you think?
Oh, I would guess. Yeah. I would absolutely think so, yeah.
So, but again, the beauty of the Spotify is I can call up the Beverly Guitar Watkins and follow her and see what she's like without having to spend thousands of dollars to pull that off. So we'll see how it goes. Anyway. So, hey, it is 6:59, and we're almost ready to turn over the card on the clock.
Yikes.
Tonight to the 7 o'clock hour. Coming in at 8 o'clock will be Captain Bobby Paul manning the time machine. And I want to give everybody a heads up. We're close to posting one of the iconic episodes of Blue Snakes and Banjos from the this goes back to April of 2014 when two of our former Enquirer colleagues came in to tell us about the St. Xavier Prom story of 1968 when Jimmy Page and the Yardbirds played at the then Convention Center. And it's a wild tale. I was telling somebody the other day, it was interesting, they were only there because the Grassroots, who had been booked for the show, got a better gig and stiffed them at the last minute.
A better gig than the Xavier Prom?
St. Xavier.
yeah.
At that point. And so I was listening to this in pieces the other day. Amazingly enough, there's some technical glitches with the recording.
I'm shocked.
There's still technical glitches 8 years later, but not as many. I think we've gotten a bit smoother going forward. But our good friend John Tavardian, who I had breakfast with yesterday and is still enthusiastic about being the webmaster, and thank God, because as I said, I can't even work my hand machine, let alone a website. We'll have that show posted here shortly, and I think it's time when it does come up, and since it's prom season, that we invite Vondo and Steve Rosen back to revisit that and everything else that's happened at that point. So we'll see how it goes. In the meantime, I'm going to steal a little bit of Bob's thunder here and play some birthday tunes, including I'm going to kick it off with the aforementioned Joanne Shaw Taylor, who I was headed to Columbus to see in early May. Unfortunately, she has postponed that or canceled that gig, I guess. But as much as I wanted to see her, I really just wanted to see my friend Tim Irwin, who I grew up with in Pickle, Ohio, who celebrated his birthday on Saturday. And as I was looking that up last weekend, I was stunned to find who else has an April 2nd birthday. So here's a selection.
My son.
Your son does too? Mm-hmm. Man, I'll put that on there for next year. How about that? He's in good company. But let's start off with Joanne Shaw Taylor. Even though she's not coming to Columbus, she was here in over the winter, and hopefully she'll be back around soon.
First loud fast train to anywhere where I know you're not at. brother. What's up?
This is a deep recording, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
can dig it.
Stop
it.
Right on.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some loving here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Right on.
They judge us simply cause our hair is long. Can't see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right, right on. Right on. Right on.
Deeper well. I went to the river, but the river was dry. I fell to my knees and I looked to the sky. Looked to the sky and the spring rain fell. I saw the water from a deeper well. Well, looking for the water from a deeper well. Yeah. paper well. For the blood and ready for the honey, ready for the winning, ready for the bill, looking for the water from a deeper well. I found some love and I found some money, found that blood would drip from the honey, found I had a thirst that I could not quell, looking for the water from a deeper well. Well, looking for the water from a deeper well. Well, looking for the water from a deeper well. Well, I did it for kicks and I did it for hate. I did it for lust and I did it for faith. Did it for need and I did it for love. Addiction stayed on tight like a glove. So I ran with the moon and I ran with the night, and the three of us were a terrible sight. Dipped to the bottle, to the gun, to the cell, to the bottom of a hole or a deeper well. My trouble down a dead end trail, reaching a hand for a holier grave. Hey there, mama, did you carry that load? Did you tell your baby about the bend in the road? About the rebel yell, about the one that fell, looking for the water from a deeper well.
There's the my birthday set. It's a pretty long one tonight, but it's because there's a pretty long list of characters going on. We started off with Joanne Shaw Taylor from her Reckless Heart album, Bad Love. No, it wasn't her birthday, but I think as I explained, I was headed to Columbus next month to see her with my friend Tim Irwin, whose birthday was Saturday, April 2nd. And I think I'll still go up and play golf with him, but we won't be able to see Joanne. She has canceled that show. But then April 2nd turns out to be a bonanza of birthdays for real stars. Marvin Gaye, born in 1939, tragically killed in 1984 at the age of 44, would have been 83 this week. We heard what's going on. Emmy Lou Harris, from her transformative Wrecking Ball album, one of those that showed me the light back 25 years or more ago at this point. She played David Olney's Deeper Well. I think it was David Olney's birthday last week that mm-hmm. you paid tribute to. So that's always a good one right there. Emmy Lou is 75. She was 75 on Saturday, April the 2nd. And Leon Russell, who was born in 42, died in 2016 at 74. He would have celebrated his 80th birthday this week. And we get a twofer on Leon's Roll Away the Stone. Not only does it pay tribute to his birthday, but it's our tip of the hat to Easter, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, as I understand it, from the religious side of the crew in the studio tonight.
It's the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox, I think, is Easter.
Really?
I think that's
well, at least they made it simple.
Well, those pagans, they had it going. They knew about those moon things.
Well, we wrapped up birthday week with Boys from the Beatles' Please Please Me record, 1963, going out to my good friend, lifelong friend, Julie Davis in Piqua, Ohio, who was born April 5th, Tuesday, yesterday, that day. And the father of two boys and living with yet another boy, a 70-year-old boy who has never grown up, Brett Davis, her husband. So there you go. There is our birthday tribute. Now, in the middle of that, we were bombarded with fascinating information from our far-flung correspondents, mostly on the West Side. Our good friend Lynn called in to tell us that after struggling with the website donate function at WAIFradio.org.
I'm real as a donate mug.
There has been an improvement, apparently. I haven't seen it. I guess we could power up the computer. We'll look at it when we get there.
I've already donated.
Yeah, me too.
I know who's on it.
I donate every day. But she says it actually works and it's easy, so no fear of going there. And it even has a little reminder to punch in the name of the show, which is great. And if you don't know the name of the show, it's Blue Snakes and Banjos. Why would you not know the name of the show? Well, you might be that person who just stumbled across the show tonight for the first time in 8+ years. Lynn also visits Boswell's routinely to play cards out there and knows the folks who own it. And when she was there this week, she was mentioned that next week's fundraiser, April 13th, if the owner knew about it, and the woman said, Wednesday, April 13th, a fundraiser. And Lynn said, how did you know all this? And she said, some guy named Frank was talking about it the other day. So
come on, Frank, bring your checkbook, brother.
Thanks, Frank. Thank you. Thanks to Boswell's for prettying the place up next week, I'm sure, and hiring more staff. We'll see
how security
everything goes. We hope that we can entice our good friend Ray from Bridgetown out after his explanation of the blues categories for us. This is from a guy who has actually been on stage playing the blues for years around town. So we appreciate his knowledge. We appreciate all of our friends watching out for us and everything. So it's great. And hopefully everybody will come next Wednesday to Boswell's on Blue Rock in Northside from 6 to 8. And you don't have to bring your checkbook. You can go to the website and donate. But if you'd like to, just enjoy some company and meet some good people. We're very lucky to have great folks support the show. So we'll see you there next week.
Or you can stay home and listen to a rerun of this show.
You could. Yeah. Or you could call up, hopefully, the prom show by next week at bluesnakesandbanjos.com.
Are we going to have a red carpet?
For that?
No.
For the fundraiser? Do you have any? I have some carpet remnants. They're not red.
They got to be red.
You know. Okay.
Red.
I don't have
that.
You
picked out your outfit.
Yes. I have the same outfit every day, Bob. I'm retired.
I'm thinking about – I just got to get some what do they call that tape? Hollywood tape.
Hollywood tape?
Yeah, so that my boobs don't fall out of my shirt.
Oh, that. I thought you were talking about the tape, the red velvet rope.
Oh, no.
That keeps the riffraff from reaching out to touch the celebrities.
I'll just be wearing something so outrageous. You know, I got to be careful.
I know. Well, you know, there you go.
I got to watch myself. So. Well, hey, speaking of birthdays, someone whose birthday is today is Merle Haggard, one of the greatest songwriters in the history of American popular music. He would have been 85 today, but he passed away on his birthday, actually, in 1979. So it's both his birthday and his death day. Leave it to Merle for that sort of symmetry. So let's play a little bit of Merle Haggard because, well, not that you really even need a reason, but happy birthday, Merle, wherever you are. We'll start off with my favorite Merle Haggard song.
This old smoke-filled bar is something I'm not used to. But I gave up my home to see you satisfied. And I just called to let you know where I'll be living. It's not much, but I feel welcome here inside. And I've got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. And my new home has a flashing neon sign. Stop by and see me anytime you want to, 'cause I'm always here at home till closing time. Drive me crazy, and I've got everything it takes to lose my mind. And in here, the atmosphere's just right for heartaches. And thanks to you, I'm always here till closing time. I've got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. My new home has a flashing neon sign. Stop by and see me anytime you want to, 'cause I'm always here at home till closing time. I'm always here at home till closing time.
The jury found the verdict first degree. They swore I planned her death to be. I prayed they'd sentence me to die, but they wanted me to live, and I know why. So I do life in prison for the wrongs I've done, and I pray every night for death to come. My life will be a burden every day. If I could die, my pain might go away. Trembling hands, I killed my darling wife, because I loved her more than life. My love for her will last a long, long time, but I'd rather die than live to lose my mind. And I'll do done, and I pray every night for death to come. My life will be a burden every day. If I could die, my pain might go away. If I could die, my pain might go away.
I'm hurting it in an old familiar way. And tonight the bottle let me down, and let your memory come around. If you want a true friend, I thought I'd found. Tonight the bottle let me down. Each night I leave the bar, when it's over, not feeling any pain at closing time. But tonight your memory found me much too sober. I can't drink enough to keep you off my mind. Oh, tonight the bottle let me down, and let your memory come around. Thought I'd found tonight the bottom let me down.
Listening to the wind, try- trying to hear the voice of a distant friend, wishing you and I were close again. Listening to the wind, listening to the breeze as it whispers through the poplar trees. Do you think of me way back then? Do you listen to the wind? Listening to the night, wishing we could hold and squeeze each other tight. I can almost hear the stars so bright, listening to the night, listening to the sound of a highway through some distant town. I can almost hear the pale moonlight. Do you listen to the night? Listening to my mind, searching through my thoughts for the perfect line, using tricks and telepathy at times. Do you listen to your mind? Listening to the breeze as it whispers through the poplar trees, wishing you and I were close again. Just listening to the wind,
have to pay attention on this new setup, on the new rig here tonight. We'll see how well this goes going forward. We tend to get into deep philosophical discussions while the music's playing in the studio.
Yeah, I'm making a list of 5 bars for John Tavardian. I learned that our webmaster is we have a shared appreciation.
Besides music.
There's a subcategory, best dive bar with a jukebox.
Oh, man.
Might as well give a little shout out to some of my faves.
There you go. Why not? Hey, it may wind up like Boswell's. Right. Where
Junkers, Knowlton's, Kernane's. Who did I leave out?
I don't know Kernane's.
That's on the west side.
Okay.
Where you get your lawnmower fixed.
Oh, really? That's right across from, it's right across from the Crow's Nest?
Yeah, diagonal of the Crow's Nest.
Okay, interesting.
Who did I leave out?
Dunlap's.
Oh, Dunlap's. How could I not?
Right.
One of my favorites.
I think I'm going to go there for breakfast tomorrow.
Yeah. My all-time favorite dive bar, the Casa Loma in Cleves, burned down in about 2009 or 8.
Inside job.
I wouldn't want to say that. But the good news is the original shuffleboard table survived. And I just learned very recently from two friends of mine separately who live in Cleves that the replacement place there called Jackie's, which I assume was just kind of, as I said to them, is it a swanky place? And they said, it's in Cleves. Both of them said that, and they live there. But anyway, I thought it might be a little too polished after the Casa Loma. They assured me, first of all, it's a porch. Mm-hmm. And then but you need to wear a gas mask, they said, to get through the smoke. Wow. And then once you get in there, it's not too gussied up. So I might have to check out Jackie's next time I'm out of that way.
Did I hear you mention that they have an original shuffleboard table?
Yes.
Okay. So my friend Barbara Schmidlap, who I've mentioned many times on this show, has the original shuffleboard table from Bing's Place in Piqua.
Mm.
Which is, you would love Bing's Place. Actually,
is it still there?
It is, but it may have been too gussied up by the new owner. I haven't been there in years, as I explained to you why during the break here.
We won't talk about right now.
But when we do first Boswell's, then at some point field trip to Piqua.
And Boswell's is not a dive, just for the record.
No, not at all.
I was stunned
at how nice Boswell's
was. Very
nice.
Was.
And the garden outside.
Oh, it's
got
one of the best patios
and everything
in town.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
So,
but friendly, but not she, but no, not a dive by any means.
Not at all. Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway, what did you play there, Bob?
Speaking of bars, I played Merle Haggard. I started with my favorite Merle Haggard song. Swinging Doors.
There used to be a, and I know this because of Mike Ball. Have you ever been to the Swinging Doors in College Hill?
Never heard of it.
North College Hill.
Never heard of it.
He wore a satin softball jacket with the Swinging Doors on it for the first 20 years that I knew him.
Oh, man.
He was on the softball team.
If he ever wants to sell that jacket,
I'll ask him.
Mike? Flea? Hook me up, will you? And then we had the Byrds doing their cover of Merle's Life in Prison from Sweetheart of the Rodeo. Elvis Costello, 1981, his Almost Blue release covering Tonight the Bottle Let Me Down, maybe my second favorite Merle Haggard song. And then last but not least, Merle himself off of If I Could Only Fly, which I think was about 2001. It is a fantastic album. And we heard Listening to the Wind. Happy 85th, Merle, wherever you are.
Wow. 5 years older than Leon. these folks is getting up there these days.
When?
Speaking of, do you think we have the capability of playing a single cut?
Sure.
On this? On sure. The new disc machine?
Would you like to go out with that?
Oh, you want to do that? Maybe we'll do that. Yeah. That sounds good. Although I do like the idea of going out with my hobbies. The one thing I have forgotten to mention that I was going to mention at the beginning when I talked about Connie Smith allegedly coming to town to sing at opening day was yesterday it was announced that Marty Stewart and his Fabulous Superlatives, who I think is in the running for one of the best American bands going these days, no matter the genre, is coming to Memorial Hall, one of the best places to see music in Cincinnati, in October. You'll want to get your tickets on Friday because they ain't going to last very long. And Marty is married to Connie Smith. He tells a great story about seeing her at a county fair growing up in Mississippi and saying, I'm going to marry that woman someday. He took a detour, married one of Johnny Cash's daughters for a while during the period when...
Time's up on your story, Bill, sorry.
The atomic clock set for 4:46 isn't working. Turn that around. I can't figure it out unless you're going to set it. At one point, Johnny Cash's sons-in-law were Rodney Crowe, Marty Stewart, and Nick Lowe, which is always that's always one of my favorite stories.
They should have formed a band.
I'm sure they're
the bastard sons-in-law of Johnny Cash.
I can't. If that's the first time anybody's ever said that, you're more of a genius than I think. At that point, so I don't think any of them are his sons-in-law any longer. But that's great. So I think that's all the bookkeeping.
Thank God.
So
I'm exhausted.
Go ahead.
We do have one more Grammy set.
Well, I would say you want to play some of your stuff.
All right. Well, let's just play. Bela Fleck is one of my all-time favorites. In fact, I saw Sam Bush one time playing on the yard of the Ocracoke Coffee Company when he was on vacation. But Bela Fleck is one of my all-time favorites. He won a Grammy for best something-something-something in bluegrass, album, song, performance.
Subcategory.
Solo, subcategory.
B.
Right. So.
As a lawyer, you should be familiar with
yeah, well, that, at work, I would figure it out. It's subcategory 4A3 6i. There we go. So, hey, congrats, Bela. Here is one off of his winning record, or not, because I don't know what the category was, but this is the Old North Woods from Bluegrass Heart without the Fleck tones.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bela. Your jam-alongs don't get any time tonight because, despite the name Blue Snakes and Banjos, the bluegrass got pushed to the back of the show. But hey, congrats. We'll get some more in. We'll get some more Billy Strings and others in next time.
Yeah, we'll play some. There were some really good people who did win Grammys and everything. Cedric Burnside, Rhiannon Giddens, and Francesco Tarisi. Los Lobos. We're proud of all of those folks. And John Batiste. I mean, I like him. I think he won five. I know. That's wonderful.
Unbelievable.
Good for him, including Roots album, which I have not heard the – I'm going to have to listen to that album, I think.
That We Are album?
Just to see what's going on. We're going to get out of here and let Captain Bobby Paul take care of the time machine, but I want to just mention two things quickly this week. Actually, today, I think, is the – what is it? It is the 28th anniversary of Kurt Cobain's death today. But I had time to get used to that one. What I haven't had is time to get used to the death of Joe Messina, not Jim Messina, Joe Messina, who was a guitar player with the Funk Brothers. And here's my always plug on this. If you've ever seen Standing in the Shadows of Motown, Joe Messina is one of the great, he was a jazz guitarist in Detroit. It's a great story. Follow up on that going forward. He died at 93. Also, Bobby Rydell, who was a fixture of my AM radio grade school early junior high days, died yesterday at 79. Wild One, Volare, Swingin' School, those kind of songs. Maybe Bobby will have him on the time machine. The interesting anecdote I found is that he grew up in Philadelphia within blocks of Frankie Avalon and Fabian, and they hung out together as kids. So
Bobby confirms there will be – I don't know if he's going to play Volare or not, but, you know.
There'll be stuff.
He's got stuff.
That's great.
He's going to have it, so stay tuned.
That's great. Well, we're going to go out tonight with from – Standing in the Shadows of Motown, my favorite song from this album. I don't know that Joe Messina is necessarily featured a lot, but since it was, it's just my favorite one. It's Joan Osborne's rendition of What Becomes of the Brokenhearted, originally recorded by Jimmy Ruffin, David Ruffin's brother. We won't see you next week. We'll be at the fundraiser.
We'll see you at the fundraiser.
At Boswell's. Come by and see us in Northside.
Or stay home and listen to a rerun.
Thanks so much, everybody, for your support.
Okay, see you then. Until that time, as always, love one another. Good night, everybody. Oh,